HLB-infected citrus trees suffer a great amount of root loss. University of Florida researcher Jim Graham suggests ways to help remaining roots perform as well as possible.
We know the HLB trees have a great deficiency of roots, as much as more than 50% loss of roots, that you have to make what roots are left over, if you will, work as well as possible, and that's about relieving stresses now that we recognize are really, really dramatically affecting their ability to take up calcium, magnesium, iron, probably other nutrients that the tree needs. With less roots, less nutrient uptake, less water uptake, we have to make adjustments in how we manage these roots. And the way to do that is to consider water quality and soil quality, that is liming history and pH, and start treating bicarbonate loads that we have in our water, in deep well water, and our over-liming that's occurred for various reasons in the past, and reducing the amount of bicarbonate in soil. So water bicarbonate, soil bicarbonates, attacking those with acidity in one case by treating the water, or sulfur, which releases acidity as a soil treatment.
Graham discusses optimum pH levels.
With the water treatment, the set point would be 6.5, and with the soil treatment as well, the target pH is going to be lower than what has been recommended in the past. It's going to be 6.5 and even lower, but of course not into the fives, but in the 6 to 6.5 range, roots are working a lot better than they are above 6.5, particularly those root systems of Swingle and Carrizo that we know are the most sensitive to the bicarbonates.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.